The news of Lieutenant Governor Malott's resignation today has a lot of people wondering what will happen next. That includes Matt Buxton, who is currently the editor of the online blog Midnight Sun. He also covered the legislature for the Fairbanks Daily News Miner during the Walker administration. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, just kind of surprised. And, you know, I wanted to ask you that first, too. What was your reaction to the news today?
I mean, I was shocked. You know, nobody saw this coming. You know, a lot of these things you might hear some rumblings or something like that, but this is out of the blue.
Yeah, we're 3 weeks away from the election. And just, you know, that aside, when you consider sort of the relationship that the governor and lieutenant governor kind of portrayed that they had, how does this seem to indicate some huge blow up between the two of them?
I mean, that's the next step with a lot of these questions, because, you know, I think a lot of us are going to be wondering about what exactly happened with this, the implications for the state's office and everything like that. But Byron Malott and Bill Walker, you know, made their election in 2014 off of the unity ticket. They merged. They basically, as they would tell it, you know, they were best friends. You know, that was kind of almost unusual for the governor and the lieutenant governor to be so close. And so it's, when you look at how this plays out over the election, I've been thinking about this over the last, I don't know, hour and a half since it broke. It really does tarnish Walker's bid. I mean, him and Byron have had like a bromance for these last 4 years, and it's really hard to see how Walker and his administration or in his campaign can walk away from this. There's no margin for error in this election right now. So,
remind us how Governor Walker and Byron Malott became running mates to begin with.
Right now, we're in a three-way election right now for this year. It was the same thing in 2014. You had incumbent Republican Governor Sean Parnell, and then you had the Democratic ticket of Byron Malott and Hollis French, and the independent ticket of then-Republican Bill Walker and his running mate, Mr. Fleener. There's a deadline, basically, for when parties can change their tickets and rewrite them and how everything like that before the ballots get printed. A couple days before that happened, they announced that, surprise, that they were going to merge their campaigns. And, you know, that proved to be a really winning strategy. You had kind of a moderate conservative on the top of the ticket with Walker, and you had the Democratic Party coming along with Malott as the lieutenant governor, and they were able to kind of sweep into the election at that point. So, you know, they ran together, and they seemed to be very good friends.
Yeah, and they talked about that, like you said, that they had this close relationship. Politically, though, after this announcement today, the governor hasn't really said what it means for his political future and exactly what it means for the campaign. And, you know, you're going through the possibilities in your head. What are some of those? What are the different ways that this could go?
Well, we're talking about the outcomes of this, right? So at this point in time, Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson has been sworn in as lieutenant governor. The campaign has put out an announcement. The Walker campaign has put out an announcement saying that that though Byron Malott will stay on the ticket because the ballots have already been printed and some people have already voted, that Valerie Davidson will take over that role in complete. You know, so she will, if this ticket, you know, I guess at this point somehow prevails, Valerie Davidson would take over as lieutenant governor. So I say somehow because I think that they're in a lot of trouble right now. I think it's going to be really hard to distance yourself from whatever allegations there are. There's not a whole lot of detail on that. So I think you'll see a lot of the press, as much as I kind of don't like it, we'll start to dig in and try to figure out exactly what was said and what happened there. And so this story will continue to kind of slow burn over the next couple weeks, at least. And so Walker campaign's in a lot of trouble right now. I have heard, you know, the people talk about the possibility of the Walker campaign potentially withdrawing. You know, whatever happens at this point, they'll be on the ticket. You know, they'll be on the ballot. So at anything like that, it would be a symbolic thing.
But even if he decides to withdraw at this point, I mean, like you said, his name's on the ballot. How do you even withdraw at this point, 3 weeks before the election?
Well, they put all their money that they have raised into getting the message out there because, right, like, you know, they'll be on the ballot one way or another. So, you know, I would imagine the way that would play out And I've seen this happen a few times in local races, and it never really works. But, you know, you put all your energy and effort into saying, going, getting out there and getting in front of people and saying, I support this other candidate. Go vote for, if you vote for me, if you support me and support what I am doing or support my candidacy, I now support this other guy. But, you know, again, this is going to be a race with really small margins for error. And so whether or not that actually happens is one question. Whether or not if it does, it's going to be amazing, I guess, if it somehow succeeds in sending enough of those votes over.
Matt Buxton is the editor of the blog Midnight Sun. Thanks for being here, Matt.
Thank you.